This is the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Erpine. It is great to be with you. On this Thursday, you can follow me on Twitter at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. We do this every single weekday, and we give you your daily Reds fix. By the way, thank you guys so much for listening today. It was a lot of fun yesterday. I hope you had fun. I hope you took some time, maybe watch some fireworks, eat some good food. I hope you had the day off, more importantly. I'm not a big fan of 4th of July being on a Wednesday. Not going to lie, because there's still two work days left, and I don't know. It's just weird. Like, next year, it's simple. You take off. It'll be on a Thursday. You take off Friday, and you have a four-day weekend. And that'll be what a lot of people do. So go ahead and put your time in now at your workplace. But to me, I look at it in Wednesday, it stinks because today feels like Monday for me. I'm like, all right, going back to work. And I love what I do, and that's not the problem at all. But it's just, it's weird. You know what I'm saying, right? Doesn't it feel like Monday today? Anyways, Reds off today. They won yesterday 7-4 over the White Sox. And, well, they had a nice fourth. Yesterday, they got going. They scored seven runs, six in one inning, and they're 38-49 overall. They're slowly but surely getting closer and closer to the Pirates in the National League Central, now 2.5 games behind them, and they've won 13 of their last 17 games, 16 of 22, and are above 500 now. With Jim Riggleman as their manager again, 35-34 on the season. They haven't lost any of their last five series. They've won four of them and split one with the Brewers. They're 8-2 in interleague play. And, man, yesterday it was another one of those games where they were down and they found a way to get out of it. They were down, they were losing, and they found a way to get out of it. And they had a six-run inning. It's their fourth. Get this, it's their fourth six-run inning in their last 14 games. That is nuts. That is a seventh six-run inning of the season, fourth in the last 14 games. And Billy Hamilton, what he did yesterday is exactly, it's honestly, it's how I want the Reds to use him. That's how I want a contender to use him. And I'm glad the Reds did this because they can pitch this to a contender during the trade deadline. He enters the game as a pinch runner. Stayed in the game, and then threw out Jose Abreu, at the plate, who was trying to score from second in the eighth inning when they were up two. I mean, it was just, it's perfect. Like, that's how you use Hamilton. That's how you get the most out of Hamilton. Limit his at-bats, get him on base instantly, and then he's going to give you great defense. And, over 24,000 saw it at Great American Ballpark. I want to get into a lot of different things today because I think that this time now and the next 3+ weeks, there's 26 days between now and the trade deadline, is just so crucial for what this Reds team is going to be. I've said it multiple times. I don't think anyone should be off the table. I think they should consider trading a bunch of different players, potentially, depending on what they could get in return. From Billy Hamilton to Adam Duvall to Russell Iglesias to even Scooter Jeanette. We'll get more on Scooter Jeanette in a second because All-Star voting ends today. But they should have an open mind with all of it. And what I think is really going to be interesting between now and July 31st, and then also this offseason, is what Nick Kroll, general manager, and then Dick Williams, president of baseball operations, what they can do to make this team good to go. Because if you look at this team, what weaknesses do they have? Well, they have a really good bullpen. They have a solid infield. We could say that, right? They have a solid infield. Outfield, probably missing a guy. They have four guys for three spots, and all four are flawed. All four are struggling, or do struggle at something all the time. So there's that. So I would say they need an outfielder. They need an ace or borderline ace as a starting pitcher. And then they're pretty good. I mean, the bullpen's set. I think the bullpen's very good. So overall, am I crazy there that those are the two things? Like, the infield, it's pretty good. I mean, it's really good for the most part. So with that being said, you just wonder what they're going to do. What moves they're going to okay. Will they go out of their way and go get an ace, but have to give up Raisel Iglesias? Will they trade Scooter Gennett and do so for one reason only? To get a starting pitcher or to get an everyday outfielder that they think can be part of their long-term plans? Those questions we're going to get answers to. What do they have to give up to make those necessary moves? That's something that I hope we find out sooner rather than later. That's something that it's just, to me, it could go a bunch of different ways. We might only see one trade, like a Matt Harvey dealt, or we could see a bunch before the deadline. And if we don't before the deadline, I think they're bound to happen. Definitely going to happen this offseason. The Reds are going to make moves. They're going to make trades. They're going to have to deal. Look at the free agents available, the free agent starting pitchers. They're going to have to make some moves. They're going to have to deal some guys. And some of you might say, well, Matt Harvey can be one of those long-term pieces. Here's what I would do with Matt Harvey. And it's pretty simple because they don't have much leverage, right? They have to give him away. I wouldn't. I wouldn't even call teams. I would let teams call me. Because barring like there being interest in you going out of your way to do it, I wouldn't be so desperate that I'm like, hey, do you want Matt Harvey? Do you want Matt Harvey? Do you want Matt Harvey? And teams can sense that and organizations can sense that. And the reason is just leave him here. If you don't get something of some kind of value for him, just let him continue pitching here. Let the deadline pass. He can be part of the everyday rotation. Or the five-man rotation. I keep saying everyday rotation. The five-man rotation. And that's it. Done. And at the end of the year, if you want to work something out with him and the money's reasonable, then you can entertain it. But I think the most likely scenario would be he would move on and get paid pretty decent money. And that's fine. But that's how you build the leverage. Hey, we're not trading him for nothing. So you got to give up something or you're just not getting him. And if you're comfortable, if you're the Reds and you're comfortable having him on your team in August, having him on your team past the deadline and for the rest of the year and losing him and just letting him walk. If you're okay with that, then you have the power. Then the Reds are negotiating from a place of strength with anybody on the – think about it. Scooter Gennett, he's hitting really, really well. They could sign him to an extension. He could be here long term. They don't need to trade him. They don't need to trade Iglesias. The only player that a lot of people assume they need to trade is Matt Harvey. So if you tell teams, we're fine keeping Matt Harvey, and you really convince them and put up that front, you might be able to get something decent value-wise for him, especially, and this is the key here, especially if he continues to pitch well. I mean, that's the key to this whole thing, but if he's pitching well, I think they'll get something for him, even if it's right before the deadline or right at it, the last hour, the final hour of before the trade deadline. And it's one of those things to me. I think the Reds are in a really good place trade-wise. Do you feel that way? I do. I want to talk about Scooter Gennett and more next on the Locked On Reds podcast. Today is the last day for All-Star voting. I voted five times, count them five times, for Scooter Gennett today. And he fell to third now in the National League second baseman voting. But yeah, I hope he gets in, man. I hope he's in the All-Star game. I think he should be in the All-Star game. It's one of those things, but I'm shocked at how good Scooter Gennett's been this year. Last year, 295, hit really well. I was like, okay, that was his outlier year. This year, didn't expect it at all, and he's been even better. And so, literally, you've heard my tone and attitude change towards Scooter. Initially, I was like, yeah, trade him. Try to get as much as you can for him. Now, I'm willing to trade him, but it will take a ton, and I mean a ton, to get Scooter Gennett, because he can be a part of the long-term solution. I really believe that. I think he could be a part of not only the long-term solution 5 years from now, 4 years from now, but next year if you plan on winning. I don't know if you do that with Nick Senzel coming up playing every day. Maybe. And that's fine. Maybe he's a part of it as well. But we've seen the roller coaster some of these young players have been on. I think this team is going to try to put itself in position to be 500 or better next season. And if that's the case, Scooter Gennett on your team might be better than Scooter Gennett not on your team, regardless of Senzel. So I'm pretty sold on Scooter Gennett, and I certainly hope he makes the All-Star team. Did you see the Reds made a trade yesterday? Did you see that? It was very, like, kind of under the radar. 4 o'clock, they announced it, and Cody Reed has already been optioned back down to Louisville. But the Reds wheeled and dealed with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they got a couple of prospects. They acquired a right-handed pitcher named James Marinan and a right-handed pitcher, ooh, this one ain't going to be good, named Anuris Zabala in exchange for Dylan Floro and Zach Neal. So, look, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Zabala's going to go to Class A Dayton. Marinan's going to report to rookie Billings. This team, they're making moves. I mean, that's a move. That's something. Look, you're taking a position, a point of strength in the bullpen and moving Dylan Floro and getting some prospects, getting some decent prospects. So I get it. I understand it. We'll see how it goes. I'm just glad that that's their philosophy, right? And it's good because I think like a Brandon Finnegan, who's now in the bullpen in AAA, if you need him to come up at some point, now you'll have a chance. Like, you'll have a chance to do that and move him up. That might even happen anyway. Cody Reed was the one that they moved up initially, and then they sent him right back down today. So we'll see. Maybe Finnegan's the guy that gets brought up. But it'll be interesting. The bullpen, certainly their best, you know, their strength. And the whole Amir Garrett becoming a closer if they trade Iglesias thing, I like that. I like the sound of that. I think Amir Garrett could do it. And I think he's certainly talented enough to do it. I think the Reds feel comfortable with him in big situations. Him or Michael Lorenzen, I could deal with that as a closer. I really could. So it's one of those things. I can't wait to see what kind of offers, hear what kind of offers are coming their way. And the moment I know, I'll let you guys know here on the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Erpine. The Reds are off today. We'll be back at it tomorrow. We'll preview. Man, they got 9 games on the road in 10 days. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for the Reds. And it's not like it's against easy teams. They're going to be really challenged. They got the Cubs, they got the Indians, and then the St. Louis Cardinals all on the road. It's a tough 10-day stretch. They're not back home at Great American Ballpark until the 20th of July. Think about that. That's 15 days from now. They won't play another home game. So hopefully you had a great 4th. Hopefully the Reds can keep it rolling. I'm James Erpine. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. Have a great rest of your day. Back at it tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.